Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill from The Planet Success. Today is another requested episode, and this is specifically for local businesses and even more specific restaurants, cafes, and function hire rooms. So really specific. But this will really be helpful if you've got any sort of local small business. So therefore, when I say local business, I mean, do you have customers physically coming to you, or do you physically go to see customers in real life? No virtual, no AR, no VR. We're talking face-to-face in real life, touching people, hopefully not inappropriately. But that's the kind of business SEO we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to use a case study of an actual restaurant slash private hire restaurant in Birmingham. So this is going to be a really sort of useful real life case study that you can learn from in an area which you might think will be hard to do my traditional SEO strategy of content marketing. But I'm going to show you how it worked for these guys and how it can work for you. So this particular website, I started working on at the start of September, and they had around 400 organic traffic visits a month. And as of last month, so the last 30 days, they've had over 4,000 organic traffic visits, and they are fully booked. So this SEO strategy does work. I know what I'm talking about, and it can work for your small local business too. Listen up. Okay, so this client of mine, I've been working with them on and off over the years. They run a variety of businesses, actually. They also run a web design business, which is why I've been working with them doing SEO for some of their clients. But they recently actually sort of opened up this restaurant in Birmingham. It's a pretty cool restaurant. And so they came to me with, you know, wanting to make sure their SEO was on point. And I told them, okay, well, you know me, my strategy is always creating a quality website that helps people. And they agreed. And luckily, obviously, the website design was on point. They designed it using Webflow, which, if you listen to last week's episode, I go over my favorite sort of website builders. And Webflow is one of them. But these guys are good web designers, obviously. They know what they're doing. So Webflow is perfect for them. But last week's episode was basically saying, get your website out there on Squarespace, Wix, whatever you need to get it out on, do it on that platform. Anyway, so their website was on point. But what we needed to do first was nail down their keyword research. And this is where, if you're getting stuck, you know, already with, I don't know what you're talking about, please head to theplansuccess.com, where I've got a bunch of free resources, like my beginner's SEO guide that you can download for free. It's a checklist to make sure you've got all the basics ticked off. I also have my my low cost homepage optimization. And then I also have my SEO beginner's course, which teaches you A to Z exactly how to optimize your website and teaches you how to do keyword research for free as well as planning your own content strategy. It really does make sure your whole website is SEO optimized with a content strategy to see you through. Anyway, so first off, like I said, keyword research, and we were in Birmingham. So we had to, they wanted obviously to go to the whole of Birmingham, and I said, no, let's niche down first. Niche down to grow. That is sort of my motto with SEO and local SEO. So we niched down to the suburb of Birmingham that they're in. And then we also figured out sort of their USP of their restaurant, because you can't just sort of go ahead ranking best restaurant for Birmingham straight away. It doesn't work like that. So we had to niche down and find, well, obviously I knew what their niche was, but I did the keyword research for their niche. And that's why keyword research is so important for beginner websites and beginner businesses, because you need to find those low hanging fruit. So keyword research is so important to learn. It's something I bang on about all the time as a fundamental reason or fundamental sort of success point for SEO, having your keyword research. And if you don't know how to do keyword research, I highly recommend you check out my course, which teaches you how to do it for free. So with this website, we figured out their niche keywords. We narrowed down their local area even further than Birmingham. And then we paired that with the type of food or type of restaurant that they are. So we had their main landing page for that, but then we also created separate landing pages for private hire, corporate lunches, which are things they do in this restaurant. So we created separate service pages, you will, or separate product pages, which is what you should do as well with your local small business. So you can see straight away, the first steps we did was keyword research, niching down, creating landing pages that are SEO optimized for this niche as well. And then if you've ever listened to any of my other podcast episodes about sort of my long-term SEO strategies, or perhaps you've gone into my course and you found, you know, you've taken the exact SEO strategy that I use with clients, you'll know I'm a big fan of content marketing. But this is where I think businesses like cafes, restaurants, I don't know, private hire rooms, a bar, you might be thinking, what kind of content can I write about? And this is what I did with this business. We basically became local guides. We thought, okay, we can't sort of go out there being like, how to find the best restaurant in Birmingham, or I don't know, how to order the best food in Birmingham. You know, it's just not going to work like that. People don't have problems around their food. They don't need issues being solved like they would a typical sort of plumbing website where you can write about how to unblock your drain or how to unblock your toilet in an emergency situation. There's no problems to be solved. Instead, you still want to be a useful website and cement yourself in that area. And you do that by becoming a local guide website. So basically what I'm talking about are top Mediterranean restaurants in Birmingham, top halal restaurants in Birmingham, our guide to the best private hire rooms in Birmingham, our guide to the best cocktail bars in Birmingham. Do you see what I mean? I'm literally giving you the exact ideas that I was thinking of for this restaurant, and it worked for them. But we didn't just say Birmingham at the start. Right at the start, we really niched down to their specific suburb area of Birmingham, and you should do the same as well. Although only do the same if you're based in sort of a big city like London, or a really, you know, above sort of a few hundred thousand. If you're lower than a few hundred thousand, or lower than 100,000, say you're just a small town, you could do the best restaurants in your town, or all the best cafes for co-working, or I don't know, the best bars for a quiet drink, or best bars for socializing, best bars to meet people. There's tons of ideas out there, but you will need to do your keyword research to make sure you're actually finding ideas with search volume. And of course, there's lots of sort of keyword research tools out there that you can pay for, or if you want to learn how to do it for free to avoid paying, say, £100 a month, please check out my course, and I teach you exactly how to do it with Google Ad Planner, which gives you the exact volumes as well as sort of a difficulty score for free. You don't have to pay for your keyword research, and you'll make sure that it's on point straight away. So definitely check that out. I will say as well, when it comes to sort, it can seem counterproductive promoting other restaurants, but there's a way around that. When I was creating these guides, I would make sure to say to the writers, don't include the actual links to these other restaurants, just because you don't want to be giving them backlinks. We've talked about backlinks before, and backlinks are super important to SEO. So you don't actually want to be sort of saying to Google, we think these restaurants are better than ours. It's okay to promote, you know, like build everyone up, but I wouldn't go giving backlinks. Don't actually link to these restaurants. Instead, name the restaurant. You can even include a photo if you want to. Speak highly of it. Don't slam other restaurants. Please don't. But you want to be known by Google as a local guide in your area. And this will work for cafes, bars, restaurants, private hire rooms, you know, any sort of local hospitality business. It will work, and it does work because you're useful to your target audience. Do you see what I mean? You don't have to be hating on your competitors. You can just build everyone up and get known as a local website. So that's really what I'd recommend you do. And also, when I say writing a guide for the X best restaurants in your area, these can't be poor quality posts. I speak about this all the time. These posts need to be super high quality. I don't know if you saw recently in the media or on my Instagram account at The Plan Success, but I've been talking about the latest Google update, which is cracking down on spammy AI-created content. AI-created content, Google is getting smarter and smarter at detecting it. Think about it. AI is getting smarter and smarter. So AI will get smarter and smarter at detecting its own AI content as well. We're reaching that point where we don't know how smart AI is going to get, but I can guarantee it will definitely be able to detect AI content, if not now, in the future. So if you are using AI tools, which please do, because it really does speed up your process, make sure you're editing heavily. You're really sort of adding that human touch. You're adding your own opinion on what you think of all these places as well. Now, as well as becoming a local guide, you can also become an expert in your niche. So for instance, this restaurant is Mediterranean. So we also share Mediterranean recipes. We also share sort of information about Mediterranean customs, Mediterranean food, traditions, history. We really sort of cement our position as a Mediterranean local guide restaurant. And it's working. You know, we've 10 times their traffic in 6 months. We are ranking first for a bunch of great keywords such as X restaurant in Birmingham or X bar in Birmingham. We're ranking up there. But it doesn't just come down to content marketing. As local SEOs will always tell you, reviews and press are key as well. And this client knew that. So they were constantly, or they still are constantly, getting people to review their restaurant, providing incentives, say, hey, you get 10% off your next meal if you provide a Google review, you get a free drink if you provide a Google review. Yes, some people might say these are deceiving tactics, but unfortunately, actually the name of the game is everyone's doing that, which kind of sucks. Like I will say, like if you'd asked me 6 months ago what I think about providing incentives to leave a review, I'd say, oh, it's pretty shoddy actually. But I see it all the time and I just don't think there's a way around it. So you really want to be encouraging people to leave positive reviews for your small local business. And also, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable asking them via incentives, just ask them, hey, just say, hey, if you had a nice experience here, please leave us a review. It really helps us as a local business. Everyone wants to support local businesses, but you do have to ask for help sometimes. And finally, my other key sort of point is you need to definitely be getting in the local press. I don't know, say you've already opened up. Why don't you have a reopening, a relaunch date? Hold a special night. If you're holding a special, say Valentine's just came and you had a fun singles dating night in your restaurant, then why don't you get the local press involved? Even if you're in a big city, I'm sure there's local, hyper-local sort of publishing websites. I don't know, perhaps sort of yoursuburbonline.com, whatever, or a Facebook group dedicated to local news in that area. Get them involved and get them to, you know, print some press about your night or your event, because the more sort of present you are online, Google sees that, sees your brand presence growing and helps your SEO. It's not enough these days just to be sort of focusing on your website. You really do need to be focusing on your social media as well, your digital PR, aka press as well, your content marketing. You need to be growing a brand. I always talk about this, don't I? You must get so bored of me talking about the same things. I'm so sorry. But yeah, SEO these days, you really do need to be sort of everywhere. Google sees everything, so you need to be thinking about everything. But there you go. That is literally it. That's all I did for this website, to grow their traffic from 400 visits a month to over 4,000 visits a month, with them ranking top of the pack on Google Maps for lots of their key target words, and also sort of in the actual SERPs as well. If you've got any questions about this, please hit me up on Instagram or shoot me an email as well at hello@theplansuccess. Make sure you check out my free downloads as well at The Plan Success. And that is all for today. Look, I think we're coming in at under 15 minutes, which is lovely for you, because I don't think I could stomach listening to a half an hour episode about SEO. I used to try and make them really long, and then I thought, no one wants to listen to this. Actually, let me know if you like the longer version episodes or the shorter episodes. I would be interested to know, because on my sort of statistics, I can see that people tend to drop off after about 15, 20 minutes, which is why I tend to keep it between 15, 20 minutes. Anyway, I'm blabbering now. Right, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.